Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us right now is Tinkabako.
I apologize.
Don't. Nkumalo, who is the spokesperson for the Correctional Services. Good afternoon, and how are you?
Afternoon, and thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for your time. Can we talk about our prisons? Because it's not often that we get to get an update on what is happening in our prisons. So how full are our prisons at the moment?
Currently, we have just over 151,000 inmates, which puts us in an overcrowding position by 82%,
yeah.
As we only have about 102,000 beds. So the area where we experience serious overcrowding is with remand detainees, or in simple English, those who are awaiting trial inside our facilities. So that's the category which does strain us in terms of overcrowding. But the situation is manageable, as it's not all facilities which are overcrowded. It's only those which are in the cities. When you go to the outskirts, you don't experience overcrowding.
Sure. Gary here. Quite concerning, 32% that obviously our prisons are overcrowded. I mean, to put it in perspective, let's say this time last year, has it increased, decreased, pretty much the same? Just to try and put it in perspective for us.
It has increased quite significantly. The 2 years where we're battling COVID-19, the numbers were not so much high. That does not mean that people were not committing crime, but you remember that in 2019 December, on the Reconciliation Day, the president signed off on what we call a special remission of sentences, reducing those who had been convicted for not violent crimes to 24 months. And those who may have committed violent crimes but are now rehabilitated, benefited by 12 months reduction. And when we had COVID, there was again another special dispensation in terms of giving 6 months to those who were in our facilities, but again,
Yes. Excluding
those who may have committed violent crimes, sexual offenses. So that did reduce overcrowding. At some point, we were standing at an overcrowding of about 14%. Then the inmate population had reduced to about 108,000. So as the country has opened up, we have realized that the numbers are increasing now. Hence, the inmate population has risen to about 151,000. It is still below what we experienced some years ago, where we're hovering above 162,000 inmates.
Is that one of the reasons why, you know, you have somebody who has been accused of murder being released on parole?
Definitely not. Parole is part and parcel of our responsibilities linked to rehabilitation. South Africa opted for a correctional system moving away from the prison system in 1994. The mandate was then to rehabilitate people and send them back into communities where they can realize a second chance. How do you then go about that? The mandate says rehabilitate this person. Once that person has served the minimum required term, which is half of the sentence, take that person before the parole board and all other supporting material, where then the parole board, which is an independent structure, will make a determination whether that person is ready to integrate back into society. Then that person will be placed out.
How successful has that been?
Over the past 3 years, the rate or the rate of parolees and professionals complying with their parole condition has been standing at 99%. Only 1% of parolees opt to go back to the life of crime. But then you need to look at the case load. How many parolees are there in the system? We have just over 51,000 people who are on parole in this country.
Yeah.
And that is a big number, because when you take 1% of that, it will run into over 3,000 people. So as a department, it's a number that does concern us, even if it's just 1%, because when those people go back into the life of crime, they cause damage, they cause pain, and they're hitting society. Hence, we always have to look at the manner in which we go about monitoring them in order to ensure that those who are not complying, we then bring them back into our facilities where they can serve the remainder of the sentence, and only leave those who are taking the opportunities that have been made possible, and they then become something which is able to bring about positive change in the communities where they reside. So the department, we continue to monitor the space, but there has been calls to say there is a need to review our parole system,
yeah,
which we fully agree, because it has been in action. The system that we have now came into the force in 1997. So it's been a while. It does require some review, and it's something that we're working on. That process is underway.
How many parole officers do we have in South Africa? I mean, I'm trying to establish and understand what the reporting system is to see that people who are on parole are not committing crimes.
The Department of Correctional Services,
yeah,
has different branches.
Okay.
You will have those who are responsible for healthcare services, where you will have your nurses, doctors, psychologists, yeah, and other specialists. You will then have another branch that will have the rehabilitation. Those are the ones who run the programs in terms of reforming inmates. We then have another branch. I will not mention all of them. There is another branch called Community Corrections. This is the branch that is responsible to monitor parolees and probationers. It's a fully fresh branch with officials and other resources, vehicles, which must then assist the officials when they go about monitoring parolees and probationers. They apply different methods and techniques, because it also depends on the risk category of those people placed out. If someone is placed out yet classified to be of high risk, it therefore says that the monitoring of that person will have to be very tight, meaning that in a week that person could be visited more than 3 or 4 times. There will also be unannounced visits. That person also be expected to come to our offices. But there's also a responsibility with the family residing with that person. Hence, we always stress on the point of a positive support system, because someone has to sign in to say, I'm accepting this parolee.
Singabako, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but we're coming up for 6 o'clock, and it won't be the last time that we speak. This is absolutely fascinating, and talking about rehabilitation and the structures. As South Africans, we've got so much to still learn about South Africa and how we operate as a country. Thank you so much for your time.